Well, I'm here in my desk with Raisa, one of my students. Good morning, Raisa.
Good morning.
Could you briefly introduce yourself?
Okay, my name is Raisa Douélé. I am French. I have 26 years old. And in Paris, I am in master in translation studies.
Okay, great. Now, my first question is, before reading this article in class and doing this activity about sense of place, had you ever thought about this topic before?
Yes, but not briefly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And out of your reflection on the issue, what are your senses of place?
For me, there is many sense of place because it's impossible to have just one sense of place. There is many, and if you go to a place or live in a place, I think you have a connection. Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's why. Could you explain a bit more in detail which ones you think that a part of you, part of your identity, and how were they built up?
About the sense of place. For me, there is three types of sense of place. There is the first one, of course, is the biological one, because there is one place that we are born, and we have a special connection. Because we have many memories, and for me, it is my childhood city, mm-hmm. in France. And the second one is a spiritual connection, and for me, it's Madrid because it is the city where I do my Erasmus study semester, and it is the first time in my life that I feel home. Another place of my childhood city. And the last one will be a narrative, because I come from Congo, Democratic Republic of Congo, and always my parents, since I was little, they told me stories about Congo, about their childhood in Kinshasa, and for me, I feel connected with the country, even if I never been there. But with their story, I want to be a part of it because this is my root, and I have still my family who live there, and I want to visit them mm-hmm. one day.
What type of stories about their childhood, etc., but other type of stories as well? I don't know, about tales or traditional creation stories or something?
More traditional. Traditional about the country, also about the story of the colonization, because Congo was colonized by the Belgium, and my mother was born in the year of the independence in 1960, and my father was born 8 years before, and he lived this period of the independence, and for me it was very, very important because start to the independence, it was the story of the Congo, the actual Congo, mm-hmm. and it's very difficult, mm-hmm. very many trouble, war, civil war, and that's all.
Yeah. And just the last question, if anyone asked you, Raisa, where do you think you belong? What would you say?
I think I belong to the world because I'm French, but I can be Spanish, I can be Japanese, I can be Brazilian. For me, I am a citizen of the world. Mm-hmm. I think I can fit in every city, mm-hmm. I think.
Okay, thank you very much. It was very inspiring. Thanks for coming so early in the morning, and see you in class.
Thank you very much. Because I think it's Spanish and...